Ashcroft Streets. WABF, good morning, 822 and 76 degrees. You're with Lori Dubose. Community Contact is my in-depth interview program, weekday mornings at 8:20. And the first Wednesday of the month is dedicated to a City of Fairhope department head. We're happy to welcome back the Recreational Department Director, Pat White. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, Lori. Happy to be here.
Thank you. We appreciate you being here. And I understand there's lots going on with the Fairhope Recreation Department in our ever-fast-growing city. It's a lot to keep up with.
That's correct. There is a lot going on, but it's a lot of exciting things that we feel like will bring added amenities to the citizens of Fairhope, and we want to provide the best we possibly can in parks and recreation.
Let's start with Volanta, when some folks may have been alarmed at seeing some trees being cut there at Volanta Park on Greeno there in front of the football field where the disc golf is played. What's going on?
Well, we're adding four new baseball fields that have been in need for quite some time. We have outgrown Volanta Park baseball-wise years and years ago.
Right.
Basically, every age group in baseball was utilizing one field, and that's for practices and games. So it was
Now you have, what, about four fields there, five?
We have five
currently.
Okay. Yes.
It's been a while since my boys played.
Right. And so we were really cramped for space. And baseball is a repetition sport. So if we can't get those younger kids on the field to practice and play games in a timely manner, they're just not getting a whole lot out of the sport. So with the addition of the new fields, this will give us two fields per age group. So I think that this is going to really help. Number wise,
the parents want to know about the parking, which has always been a problem, even when my kids were much younger.
That's right. Parking has pretty much been a nightmare of mine.
Mm-hmm.
Since I've been there. It's mass chaos, to be honest, at Volanta. And so we're going to do a lot of restructuring, reorganizing of the parking. And with the engineering plans that we've gotten back, we're going to be able to have probably three times the amount of organized parking than we did before.
Oh, that's nice. And still some green space unorganized?
Oh, absolutely.
Possibly? Okay.
Absolutely. Well, I don't want to pour asphalt all over the park.
We're
going to do a lot of permeable stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of landscaping. So we'll make it look nice and hopefully create a more safe environment for parking.
Okay. And what will happen to what used to be their practice fields, football especially, as well as disc golf?
The football stadium will remain.
Outside of the stadium. The
right. Disc
area,
golf will remain. We're going to have to shift around a few holes, and I've been in contact with a lot of the disc golfers. Several of them attended our rec board meeting last month.
Oh, good. Okay.
And so I've been in contact with them. We want to keep disc golf at Volanta. It's been there for 28 years, I believe I was told, and they're good. They're good advocates for the property. They do a nice job. They help us keep the course cleaned up. So, you know, it's a very popular sport. It's really gained a lot of popularity here of late, and so we want to keep that at Volanta. But we also want to enhance it and grow it around town as well.
The mayor mentioned maybe putting some disc golf at the Colony property. What is that, 32 and 13,
or Twin Beach and 13.
Thank you, Twin
me.
Beach
yes.
and 13.
That's correct. Yeah, it's a 40
acre.
Where
the Boy Scouts building is now.
That's right.
Lots of acreage behind it.
That's
Tell
right.
Us about that.
There's a 40 acre piece there that was deeded to the city from the single tax colony.
And when did that happen?
You know, Lori, I'm not sure, but I would guess sometime around 10, 12 years ago would be my guess.
If we had that, which I'd never heard before, why did we need the acreage at 32 and 13?
Well, because this property that we call the Colony property is not very conducive for putting much there. It's a very low-lying property. The majority of it is. So, and it's the beginning, actually, of Cowpen Creek. So there's not too much that we can do development wise there.
Because that's, of the flooding and the water?
That's correct. Okay. And that's why we want to keep it more of a nature type park. Mm-hmm. So the addition of the new property at 13 and 32 will be more conducive for ball fields and other recreational activities.
Of course, yeah. Can't play in a flooded area.
That's right.
Okay. Okay, so the Colony property will, that's another time, right, once you get through these projects to see what may come there.
Yeah, what we're looking at is a good-sized lake, maybe a 4 to 5 acre lake with a fishing dock for kids to be able to go and fish. And we want to do disc golf around the perimeter of the property. We want to do a nice pavilion for families to be able to go take a picnic on a Sunday afternoon and just enjoy being outside. We'll do some walking trails and biking trails. So, you know, I just feel like we need to create more opportunities, especially for young people in our town, to get outdoors and do different recreational activities. I think we've kind of lost sight of that over the years. So we just need to enhance what we have and provide more activities for families and especially young people outdoors.
That does sound lovely, to have the lake and take advantage of the low-lying area, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. And let's see, I'm going down my list. Is that everything you wanted to mention about Volantar? I know we kind of skipped around a little bit, sorry.
Well, we have a lot of exciting things going on at Volantar, and we probably have bitten off more than we can chew at one time. But we are in the midst of doing the ADA ramping project in the football stadium, which has been needed for quite some time. But
that's the American Disabilities Act.
That's correct.
Which means your handicap accessibility will
correct.
Be improved and enhanced.
Yes. We are putting ramping on the front of the home side of the stadium so that people that are more physically challenged, maybe in a wheelchair, will have access into the stadium seating area so that they will be included with everyone else. And I think that's important. Okay. And it'll look nice, too. It's going to really enhance the stadium as well.
Okay. Is anything else going on at the stadium property itself?
We have a big Jumbotron video board going
up
this month.
That's right. I fussed a little bit about the price tag to Jack Burrell, our council president, because
right,
isn't it like $150,000 or something?
The total price tag is around $230,000.
Oh, man.
The majority of that was raised by the school. The football program. And so they did a nice job of going out and finding sponsors and people to fund the video board. And I think it's important to understand that this video board is not just for football and soccer events. We plan to use it. It will totally enhance the graduation experience. But we also plan to host some movie nights and different things in the stadium so that we can provide a nice setting for citizens to come enjoy it as well.
And that does sound nice. I was going to look a little bit more into the pricing, but I don't think I have it in front of me. Here we go. New scoreboard, video message board, $226,000. Fairhope High School has committed $176,000 of it, so I see what you
mean, right,
by the majority of it, to be paid over a 5-year period, so the city would pick up the rest.
That's correct.
Okay. We're speaking with Pat White, Recreation Director for the City of Fairhope. It is 8:31 and 76 degrees. What about boat launches? Is that technically under the Recreation Department, or where would they fall? As a boater, and I think I can speak for many, there's a lack of launching facilities and especially parking. Pier Street Launch is lovely, very well maintained, but the parking is very lacking. Is that under your department?
No, it's not.
Okay.
Fairhope Docks Marina is
okay.
In my department. We do not have a boat launch there. But
the question begs to ask, why? Is that in the works, possibly?
I have not seen any forecast for putting a boat launch at the Fairhope Docks. And the problem with that property is there is not a tremendous amount of room for parking. And
that's true.
And access in and out is down Seacliff Drive.
There's no parking.
So it would be really tough to put that kind of traffic down Seacliff.
And there used to be a launch at the pier park itself, but due to the, I guess, the shallow water, that eventually was not rebuilt and rehabilitated.
Right. Boat launches are tough. They're tough, tough to upkeep, and but Public Works deals with our boat launches around town.
Okay, all right. We haven't mentioned the dog park yet. Is that, I presume, in your department?
It is.
And anything we need to know about the dog park?
We just try to keep it maintained and looking good for everybody to bring their fluffy pets out. We enjoy having the dog park within Volana, and we welcome anyone to bring out their furry pets.
And sports camps. I know the city is changed up a little bit from the past of the summer day camp, if you will, and are now offering sports camps to kids. Tell us about that, and is it too late to get involved?
No, actually, we're having a camp this week. I'm not sure. It may be tennis or golf. I'm not sure what's going on this week. But we've tried to do several sports and activities this summer. In the past, we've done more of a daycare format. The city's just not really set up for that type thing. And last year with COVID, it was a real challenge for us. We had some incidences, where kids were dropped off positive, and it just created a big mess. So, this year we tried to do sports camps, and it's been working great. I've been out to see the kids, having a lot of fun. We have coaches from the high school that are helping assist with that. We've done archery, we've done track and basketball to this point. We still have tennis and golf to go. So. And soccer as well. I see the kids outside, hopefully, if the rain leaves us alone, but they seem to be enjoying themselves, and that's a lot of fun to see.
It's so important to get them out instead of behind those electronic devices. I just pulled up City of Fairhope Recreation Center, and that's where pretty much where all the recreation information is on
that's
Facebook,
correct.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. And it looks like there have been lots of fun activities. And then under that also comes the recreation center itself and the pool. Tell us how membership works or visiting. I can remember dropping my son off to play basketball in the rec center years ago.
That's right.
And if we didn't have a membership, I think we could pay $3 or $5 to spend the afternoon there. How does all that work now?
Well, we've done away with the day passes this year. We really did away with that during COVID because we were trying to limit the amount of bodies in the building.
Right.
But since then, we have just gone to membership only in the rec center and the pool. And the reason for that is to try to limit traffic somewhat to give our members more of a value to their membership. We had some complaints in the past from some of our members that they couldn't get in and access everything they wanted to within the building if we had a lot of day pass people coming in and utilizing the gym and or the pool. So we feel like this is working better for us. We've got a lot of positive feedback from our members that they feel like they have a good value to their membership. They're able to get in and access the things that they want to. We are doing up to 4 day passes per member. So if a member wants to come in and they have 4 family members with them, then they pay the $5 per guest.
And we can find membership information on the city's website,
yes,
I presume.
That's correct.
It used to be resident, non-resident, and then based on the time, how long you wanted that membership. Does that still apply?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And I'm looking right now at the Recreation Center. There's a lot to choose from. Zumba and water aerobics and spinning and tone to stone. Okay. When you join as a member, are all of those classes come with it, or could it be a separate fee depending upon what you wanted to do.
All of that is accessible, and we try to provide something for everyone.
Yeah, it looks great. Okay. All right. What would you like to mention that I haven't thought to ask?
Well, one thing I wanted to, you know, kind of put out in the public forum is with the new property coming online at 13 and 32.
That's what we didn't cover, yeah.
It's 113 and a half acres, if I'm not mistaken. We really want to get some public feedback on what the public would like to see at that property. From my standpoint, obviously, you know, sports fields are needed, but I would like to look at other avenues as far as providing for, you know, entertainment, recreational activities for families of Fairhope. I think we have the opportunity, you know, if we could look at some sort of food venue out there, a food court or a restaurant of some sort. And then some entertainment venue such as putt-putt golf or Lazy River or outdoor theater, movie watching outdoors, something along those lines. What I envision is getting back to the days of co-ed softball, church league softball that we used to play in Fairhope years ago. And if mom and dad have something to do at the park and they have entertainment for their kids and then they all come together and eat as a family, you know, what better resource could we have in our city for families to come together on a weeknight and enjoy the outdoors?
I love the concept of some of the things you're saying, but trying to go back to the purchase of that property, which was surrounded by quite a bit of controversy and opinions.
That's right.
The former mayor wanted one property, others wanted this property. Which property were you in favor for? This one? 13 and 32?
I'm not going to say that I was in favor of either one.
Whatever
of
works.
We just needed
just
more space,
more
to be
land.
Honest.
Yeah.
But I think that this property really will fit our needs.
Okay. So when it was purchased, what was the intent? Was it just for the future, just in case whatever develops? Or I thought it was intended for fields.
It is. The Recreation Board advised City Council that we needed more recreational space for ball fields.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the biggest need at the time was baseball because Vallana, we've been cramped for a while. Then the discussion was, well, if we put some baseball out at 13 and 32, you're going to separate families.
Right. That makes it difficult when two kids are playing at once.
They have multiple age groups playing at one time, and so you don't want to separate them across town.
So I could stand just in the right spot between two fields and watch both of mine play at the same time.
Right.
So, yeah, we can't be splitting that up. This was like an afterthought. Let's do the ball fields at Vallanta, and then we'll see what else can be done with 13 and 32.
That's right. And you know, Mayor Sullivan has been committed to let's fix up what we have.
Mm-hmm. That makes total sense.
And let's use the resources and what we have now to fix up and bring modify what we have now, and then we'll move towards what we have in the future.
Very good. All right. Almost wish my kids were little again to enjoy all of this expansion.
I do as well.
Oh, man, because, yeah, I just saw a couple in the store yesterday with one in the stroller, and I wanted to tell them, don't blink.
That's right.
They'll be 27.
It happens very
fast. 27 and 22 before you know it.
That's right.
Anything else, Pat, that you want to mention?
No, but I certainly appreciate the time. It's good to be with you.
Sure. So until, I guess, the city may have some type of a formal public hearing or meeting, can folks just email you with their ideas or call you?
Would love any opinions. And that would go from disc golf to anything that we're doing now. To, you know, what we want to do in the future to provide recreational activities. I welcome any opinion.
And that email would be?
It's pat.white@fairhopeal.gov.
That's what I figured. Pretty much everybody is the same.
That's
first
great.
Name dot last name at fairhopeal.gov.
That's right.
pat.white@fairhopeal.gov. Well, wonderful. This has been very enlightening, and I'm pleased to see so much going on within the city. And thank you for directing things as you have.
Well, thank you, Lori, and I appreciate what all you do for our community as well.
Very good. Thank you so much. You're welcome. It is now 8:41 and 77 degrees. We're going to check in with Kenny in coastal traffic now and see if we have any issues on the roadways. Kenny?
From the Spring Hill Toyota Traffic Center, looking much better there. Eastbound I-10 from Highway 90 basically to I-65. There's still a fender bender there between